Music dating back to the ancient caravans of India can be heard at New York's Lincoln Center this week. It's a spectacle put on by Muslim musicians from the Indian desert along the Pakistan border. Jeff London tells us about a show intended, more than most, to draw you into the music.
The Manganiyar seduction begins in almost complete darkness. Light bulbs faintly illuminate 36 human-sized rectangular boxes on a large four-tier set. Then the sound of a kamacha, an Indian stringed instrument. And slowly, lights come up on one of the boxes to reveal the musician sitting cross-legged, dressed in white, with an orange turban.
So it's very introspective, and it's this one lone kamacha drone that actually starts seducing you into yourself.
Royston Abel is the director and creator of the Manganiyar Seduction, and he wants to seduce the audience slowly with this Sufi music. After a while, another box lights up, and another musician, also in white, with a multicolored turban, begins to sing.
They're all Sufi couplets, and it's all crying out to the universe or God, you know, so it's like a major asking for some kind of a blessing that we start the piece with.
And before you know it, that singer is joined by another singer and another and another. The Manganiyar Seduction is something of a hybrid. Not exactly a concert, not exactly a traditional theater piece, but something designed to illuminate and make the audience feel the music of the Manganiyars. A formerly nomadic group, they live in Rajasthan, a desert region in India, and have kind of a hybrid faith themselves, says Royston Abel.
They have the Muslim saints, and they worship Allah, and then they also have their pagan Hindu goddesses. And they sing to both, like there would not be any difference if they were to sing a Sufi Islamistic song or if they were to sing an Hindu mystic song, it would be with the equal amount of devotion.
Jane Moss is Vice President of Programming at Lincoln Center, and it was her idea to create the White Light Festival, drawing from Western and Eastern traditions to explore spirituality in music.
We were not interested in producing, let's say, a generic world music festival or a sacred music festival. We were really interested in works of art that sort of come at these issues in interesting different ways.
Director Royston Abel, who runs the Indian Shakespeare Company, says he was introduced to the music of the Manganiyars when he worked with a pair of musicians on a production which traveled to Spain.
They slowly seduced me into their lives, and then they took me onto a journey and just took me to a point where they really blew me away.
So he decided to create a show which reflected his own journey into this music. Abel estimates he's auditioned well over 1,000 musicians to find the 36 who perform in the show. But getting the Manganiyars to play the same thing every night hasn't been easy.
They're not used to structures. They're not used to a concept of rehearsals. They're not used to playing something that they've been asked to play. They're free-spirited musicians. You know, they just play what they feel like. But trying to get them into my world and me trying to get into their world, slowly, slowly adjusting to arrive at a performance together.
Whoa!
The performance, which takes about an hour and 20 minutes, features many different musical colors and instruments. One part features Indian drums called the dholak and the dhol. And in another part, a double flute.
It's the algoza, which is so special. It's pretty haunting and it's very typical of this community.
And by the end of the piece, all 36 musicians are performing while the lights on the boxes are rapidly forming different patterns. It's a kind of ecstatic conclusion to the seductive journey, says director Royston Abel.
By the end of it, you're at the top of this spiral, you know. You really don't know if it's a sound or a light show, actually, because you're into another world.
The Manganiyar Seduction plays in New York at Lincoln Center's Rose Theater tonight. It plays at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. next March. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.